Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening. We are going to read our Suffer Well devotional that we do here every day, and then we're going to do a little teaching on it. And I pray everyone that's listening will be blessed by these teachings. This is the 216th reading of the Suffer Well devotional series, and this one's called It Is So. It Is So. And we start off with the scripture of Ecclesiastes 1:18 that says, "For in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases suffering." When a man begins to see things as they are, pain is increased. When the truth is illuminated, the number of lies one perceives is magnified as well, including blatant deception. Deception is food to the intellectual dishonest person, who would prefer to be told what truth is rather than to gain spiritual discernment for himself. Sloth and laziness, first mental and then physical, become apparent to those who gain understanding. The enlightened one begins to decree of what the Father has already made known. You are inexcusable, O man. Romans 2, verse 1. Everything becomes clear. Every excuse becomes easy to detect. Once the deception ways of paths of men become so easily detectable, love seems impossible. Seeing behind the veil actually makes it more difficult to increase love for mankind. It becomes obvious that the only way to have authentic sentiment, such as forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, is by supernatural intervention. It is only Him in you that makes you capable of love, and this comes only with daily supplication and practice. For he who practices righteousness is righteous. Then self-loathing may come as you realize that you too are guilty of the same hypocrisy. You realize you are exactly what you despise in the blatantly sinful. The pain in your heart is compounded, as even the perfect days you have lost their glory because of one bad day. The battle inside, the one between flesh, the carnal nature, and spirit, the mind of Messiah, consumes you. You detect an inconsistency, yet you have no ability to correct it on your own. This inner battle can lead to many sleepless nights as you recognize the disdain you have for the you in you. This is necessary as you must lose your life to find it. Matthew 10:39. But there is a life to live, mouths to feed, and debts to pay. Which in life is real? Which life do you lose? The answer is simple, yet not easy. Seek first. Matthew 6:33. And so we see why wisdom increases grief and sorrow. And by seeing only the surface of it all, we acknowledge that there is so much more to learn. When you come to this beautiful place, be still and know that He is Yahweh. Psalms 46:10. And then be wise enough to do this for judgment, for a movement. Thank Him for a chance to figure it all out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that is our devotional today. And I give you this verse here, which is so important to understand. And it's found in John 8:32. It says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And freedom is the key we must focus on. See, when we're deceived, when we're confused, the enemy's job is to keep us from knowing the truth. Because as we're deceived and confused, we'll do things that are against Yahweh's word and we'll try to justify it. And that's the state of many people are today. They're deceived because they don't have the good knowledge of the word. They don't have the understanding of our Creator. They don't have the Holy Spirit to guide them. And the enemy's allowed to deceive them. The set-apart spirit, the Holy Spirit, would never make us feel good about living in sin. And when truth is revealed that we are living in sin, then we have a choice to make and a side to choose of which side we want to be on. But we must seek this Holy Spirit, and we must confirm it through the words to know that we are living according to our Creator. And only when we could trust Him, even in our trials, can we start to realize the beauty that comes along with this freedom and this no longer being deceived. Because once that smoke clears and we see the truth of what's really going on out there, it's very disheartening, or it can be. But when we understand our Creator's ultimate full plan that He has for us, it helps us to survive and persevere to win the race. But we must beware of these deceivers that are out there and these false teachers, because they not only have deceived others, they deceived us. You know, just because our eyes are opened, we have to remember we lived many years in the dark. So that should humble us and help us when we go to minister to others and we see they're in the dark and we say, how can they not see this? Well, we've missed it for that long as well. It says in Romans 6:18, for such people do not serve Yeshua, our Messiah, but only our appetites. They deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting with smooth talk and flattering words. This is the type of trick that the enemy will use to deceive people. And deception is not an excuse to live in sin. Deception does not excuse us from the consequences of sin. If you truly want to be blessed, you should know the truth. And the truth, and only the truth, which is Yeshua, our Messiah, will set us free. Nothing else will set us free from what's going on. The fears of man, the fears of this world, and to not be in awe of Yahweh. That is a deception, and that is the state most people are living in, and it's creating a big problem. Hebrews 13:9 says, stop being carried away by all kinds of unusual teachings. For it is good that the heart is strengthened by grace, not by food laws that have never helped those who follow them. Do we understand what's being said here and what's happening is Yahweh says, I do not want your sacrifices. I want your heart. I want your heart. Not the things that were added and taken away to the original word of Scripture. He wants our heart, not our sacrifices. That's what we got to understand. Ephesians 5 and 6 says, don't let anyone deceive you with meaningless words. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 3 says, don't let anyone deceive you about this in any way. And Colossians 2:8 says, be careful that no one takes you captive through their empty deceit based on human tradition. And I'm sad to say, this is exactly what's going on, not only in the world, but in the church. This is what pastors are doing. Those smooth talkers are the pastors, and they're leading people away from Yahweh's commandments, His guidelines, and His instructions. Explaining to people that these things are done away with. Telling people that they can do whatever they want and they have freedom to do whatever they want. The truth shall set you free. The average person can't understand that the guidelines and instructions of our Creator is what sets us free. They look at it as limiting us, but it's freeing us. It's freeing us to experience all the blessings that Yahweh has for us through Yeshua, our Messiah, and not limiting us through the curses that come from disobedience. 2 Timothy 3:13 and 14 says, but evil people are imposters, and they will go from bad to worse as they deceive others, and they themselves are deceived. There's a lot of people are blind leading the blind. And it says in the last days, there will be many. And there's a warning in Luke 21:8 that says, be careful that you are not deceived. The false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders. It says in Matthew 24:24. There's two things and two things only that should reveal to you if this is from Yahweh or not. Number one is the person's fruit, and the other is the Holy Spirit that's confirmed through the word. These are the two things. Is that person bearing good fruit? And I don't mean big houses or planes or cars. I mean peace and love. And then the word. Does what this person's teaching, is it contradictory in the word, or does it go right along with the word? These are the things. We have to stop deceiving ourselves. And it's not going to feel good when we see the truth and we know the truth, but we know the outcome. So that's fine. That's great. People today are being deceived by worthless things and idols and money and all these different things. We have to be careful not to be enticed by any of those things. You know, and of all the deceptions out there, the biggest deception that's being taught by the church is that, oh, all the law is done away with and we don't sin. That we're believers now and we don't live in sin. For if we don't live in sin, why do we need Yeshua, our Messiah, to go through every day? You know, this is a great deception that's out there. 1 John 1 verse 8 says, if we say that we do not have any sin, we are deceiving ourselves and we are not being truthful to ourselves. We must rise above and understand the truth and the reality that in our flesh we are nothing but dirty rags. And we need Yeshua to clean us. And that's the only thing that can clean us. You know, so many people today are deceived by sin and it's causing them to live in rebellion. They trust man and their news more than they trust Yahweh's word. They spend more time listening to secular songs than they do singing psalms. You know, and it's only man's pride that's the reason they've been deceived. And we must let go of that pride and that ego. We must come to the self-realization of the truth. And only the truth will set us free. We must humble ourselves. You know, we have to choose. Are we going to make a practice of living according to the holy words of our Creator? Or are we going to make a practice of living in sin? It's not about messing up here and messing up there. That's what mercy and grace is for. That's not an excuse to live in sin. But the person who practices sin belongs to the enemy, the evil one, Satan. Practice makes perfect. And you need to practice righteousness, or you need to make practice at deception and sin. And you make that choice. But remember the confusion that happens along these people today. They seek the wrong things. And that's what the enemy tries to make happen. And that's what he tries to do. But we have a guideline to tell us what is good from bad, what is right from wrong. And it is a set apart spirit. Holy means set apart. The set apart spirit will reveal to us what is righteous and what is not righteous. And how we should act and how we shouldn't act. And we must come to the realization that we are those evil sinners and those wicked people that have been deceiving people and leading them away from our Creator. And when we can realize that and admit that, then we can realize that we need a Messiah to save us and clean us and heal us. And when we can get to that point, admitting our filth and that we don't deserve anything because of our sin, then we can come to accept Yeshua for who He is and for what He does for us. And then with that, we get this helper to show us and guide us. And I tell you again, and I say it often, the Holy Spirit, the set-apart Spirit, will never make us feel good about living in sin. It'll never make us feel about living in sin. So we must realize that as He guides us along the way and He gives us the wisdom of the Scriptures. In Isaiah 11:2, it says, the Spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon Him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yahweh. This is what the world is missing today. This is what's going on today. There's no wisdom and understanding. There's no spirit of counsel and knowledge. And there's very little fear of Yahweh out there today. But those of you that haven't know exactly what I'm talking about. You understand the guidance of this set apart spirit that guides us. It says in Romans 8:14, for all who are led by Yahweh's spirit are Yahweh's children. And Galatians 5:18 says, but if you are being led by the Spirit, you are not under this law of man. You're above that. You're above everything because you're living in righteousness. But when we live in the flesh, we need this schoolmaster to show us this, to reveal these things to us. We need this so we can move. It says in 1 Corinthians 3:16 to 17, you do not know that you are, do you not know that you are Yahweh's temple and that Yahweh's spirit lives in you? If someone destroys Yahweh's temple, Yahweh will destroy him. For Yahweh's temple is holy, which is what you are, set apart. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, what? You do not know your body is the temple of the Ruach Kodesh, which is in you. When you have him in you, you are not of your own. We have this Holy Spirit, and it says in the Scriptures, Yahweh is one. Yahweh is one. And this set-apart spirit is Yahweh. Is Yahweh. And we must realize that. We must realize that. And in that is freedom. It says in 2 Corinthians 3:17, 18, now Yahweh is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of Yahweh is near, there is freedom. We're all with unveiled faces are looking as in a mirror at the glory of Yahweh and are being transformed into the same image of the glory to glory. This is from Yahweh, who is the Spirit. And it's this spirit where conviction comes in, where redemption comes in, and everything comes in. And this is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And he gives us the spiritual illumination that helps us see everything and understand everything. To know the truth and the truth shall set you free can only happen when you've received this wonderful gift that our Creator says it is. And it says in Romans 5:30, I urge you, brothers and sisters, through our Messiah Yeshua and through the love of the Rahadak Kodesh, the set apart spirit, to join feverly with me in prayer to Yahweh on my behalf. Hallelujah. 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 Romans 14:17 says, the kingdom of Yahweh is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Rahadak Kodesh. And it says in Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness, telling people about everywhere, in Jerusalem and throughout Judah and Samaria and all to the ends of the earth. And that's what we have to remember. And that's when we could accept the accountability of doing the job we're supposed to be doing. And the confusion goes away. And the deception is gone. And his joy fills us up. And fills us up. It says in Matthew 12, 36-37, I tell you that on the day of judgment, people will give an account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. And 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. And then we understand the accountability we have to our wonderful Creator. It says in Romans 14:12, so each of us will give an account of ourselves to Yahweh. Nothing is hidden from him. Everything is in his sight. Everything is uncovered. It's time to take accountability. The truth that has set you free is something that we can live by and we should be living by, according to our Creator's words. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must stand before Yeshua to be judged. We will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil we have done in this earthly body. We have to understand the importance of what I'm telling you right now and the people and what's going to happen to them and how it's going to happen. It says in Ezekiel 18:20, the one who sins is the one who dies. The son shall not be punished for his father's sins, nor the father for his sons. The righteous person will be rewarded for his own goodness, and the wicked person for his wickedness. In Revelations 20, verse 12 says, I saw the dead, both great and small, standing before Yahweh's throne, and the books were opened, including the book of life, and the dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. This is why, as it said in the devotional today, for as much wisdom is grief, and he who increases in knowledge increases in suffering, because we come to realize the truth of Yahweh's promises and the importance of living a fruitful life and the importance of living according to his commandments. That's the word. That's not me. I'm going to read that again and read it and understand what it's saying in Revelations 12:20, this warning to us. I saw the dead, both great and small, standing before Yahweh's throne, and the books were opened, including the books of life. And the dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. Are you going to live according to the deception of people today? Whether it's the average man standing on a corner or somebody that calls himself a believer in church. If you're living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, you are living in sin. If you're making a practice of sin, that's all going to be recorded in the book. And read it and weep, because that's what the scriptures show us and the scriptures say. But when you're living a righteous life, when you're seeking a righteous life, you don't have anything to worry about. Nothing to worry about. It says in Romans 3:19, so the judgment of Yahweh lies very heavy upon the Jewish people, for they are responsible to keep Yahweh's guidelines and instructions instead of doing all these evil things. And not one of them has any excuse. In fact, all the world stands hushed and guilty before the Almighty Yahweh. And I will give you the correct translation of that. It's not only the Jewish people, but it's all Israel. And if you call yourself a believer in Yeshua, our Messiah, you are Israel, and you are responsible just as well. And the warning has been sent. For it is not I who judge you. It is our Creator who will judge you on Judgment Day. But we could still make this right. If any of us are breathing, we could still make this right by learning and living according to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, confirmed through the Radak Kodesh, the set-apart spirit, and through the holy word of our Creator, believing in that and securing yourself on this judgment day and the judgment that comes from our Creator. Matthew 25:19 says, after a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give an account for how they had used his money. Yahweh's made a great investment in us. And how are we using what he's given us? How are we using that? Luke 12:20 says, but Yahweh said to him, you fool, you will die this very night. Then who will get everything you work for? We must not be foolish in this. We must no longer reject the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Yes, I'm not going to give you this feel-good motivational message about, oh, everything's going to be great because you've accepted Yeshua with your lips. I'm saying you must accept him with your heart or condemnation will come. And this should convict you. This should scare you, because if you are guilty in front of a judge, you are going to pay the price. Yeshua came the first time to set us free, and he came the first time for the sinners, but he's coming back a second time, and he's coming back for the righteous. And it's time we made this choice. It says in James 4:17, to know good and not do it is sin. Some of you could have used the excuse before and says, I didn't know that, I never heard that, but you're hearing it right now. If you're reading the scriptures, you've read the warning. It's time to get right with our Creator if you want him to be right with you. And his wonderful mercy and grace will cover us in our imperfections, but there's no sacrifice for willful sin, as it says in the scriptures. It says in James 4:17, to do the thing that's right, to do it if you know that it's right, and stop the confusion and deception. It's right to live according to our Creator's words. They were never done away with. They were never an excuse that we can go. Yeshua's death was never an excuse that we can do whatever we want. No. He said to take those instructions off paper, and they should be on our heart. Right now, every one of you that calls yourself a believer in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, but you're not following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator saying that's legalism, you should be very worried and very scared, because the scriptures say what they say about judgment day. And it's time you started getting right with our Creator's words. It's time you started understanding the love of Messiah and how he wanted us to change our lives and what having a circumcised heart truly means and what condemnation means and all these different things. And it's time that we understand and let go of that ego that says we're sinless and we're born again. No, it's time we understand that we live in the flesh and we need to come in prayer to our Creator every single day and ask him and thank him for his wonderful mercy and his grace. Proverbs 12 verse 15 says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but the wise man listens to advice. There's a way before each person it seems right, but ends in death, as it says in the scriptures. We must understand our Creator has a plan for us, and his plan is a future and a hope. And that plan is all summed up in his guidelines and instructions for us on how we are to live according to his word. That's what we have to understand. It's time we humbled ourselves so he could exalt us, James 4:10. And let go of our pride. These are things people don't want to hear. You certainly won't want to hear those mega pastors teaching this, because everyone's going to walk out because they understand that they have to take accountability for what's going on in their lives. And they must break through the deception and understand when it says the truth will set you free. The truth is Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, who says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And he was perfect in keeping them. In 1 Corinthians 11:1, it says, be imitators of me. Be imitators of me, as I am of Yeshua, our Messiah. So it's time we understood this and we lived according to his guidelines and instructions and stopped letting the enemy confuse us in the double-mindedness of choosing him. He's the author of confusion, and we must rebuke that. We must stay away from that. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves then to Yahweh, resist the enemy, and he will flee from you. And Yeshua set that great example when he was tempted and he resisted. The scriptures say in Proverbs 3:5, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Our flesh tells us we don't have to follow the guidelines and instructions. That's legalism. But Yahweh's word and through Yeshua shows us that we need to follow these guidelines and instructions to secure our place in that book and ourselves in this wonderful afterlife that's coming, that's promised to those who are righteous. Those who are righteous, stop letting the enemy confuse you and get right with our Creator's word. We can do all things through him who strengthens us. And we have this great opportunity. If you have any fear of man, you're confused. And that's the confusion of the enemy. Confusion brings fear. That's what it does. You'll have no fear, just joy. And be in awe of our Creator. It's time we stopped fearing man. And we started listening to our Creator's words. And got right with him. Remember what I always say. You have a side to choose. You have a side to choose. But remember, Jeremiah 17:9 says the heart is more deceitful than anything else. And desperately sick. Who can understand it? John 17:17 says, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. We must be in the word. We must be in the word. Just like Satan tried to confuse Yeshua and tempt him. He tries to do that to us. But it's only the set apart spirit that's going to help us overcome that. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for Yahweh has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And John 14:26 says, the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring your remembrance that all I say to you. Forget about the confusion and pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom and open eyes. James 1:5 says, but if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask Yahweh, who gives all generously and without reproach, and will be given to him. And Mark 9:24 says, immediately the father of the children cried out and said, I believe, help my unbelief. And that's what we need to do. That's what we not believe. We must not conform to this world. We must set ourselves free and know that Yahweh is the truth. And he gives us Yeshua, who died for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So this is the message I leave you with today. It's time we stop making excuses, stop conforming to the world, and get right with our Creator and his words, and his words. And just ask him to stop the deception that's taken place in our lives so we can be set free. Set free. Set free indeed in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. And this is what's going on today. Because people would rather please their flesh than please our Creator. We don't understand the truth. Knowing the truth, and the truth will set you free. You see, the Israelites came out of the slavery of Egypt, to go into the promised land. But even though they were physically out, their minds were still in Egypt. And today, many people have been set free, but their minds are still in Babylon. And we must come out of Babylon. Come out of Babylon. Know the truth and let the truth to set you free. So that's the message I leave you with today. And I ask you to go to my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org and see many of the videos there that I've posted to help you see this truth and come out of this confusion of the enemy and this deception. And you can see that and be set free. So thank you for listening, everybody. Yahweh be with you. Remember to suffer well, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Hi, I'm Lorna Moody, a licensed realtor with RE/MAX of Stewart. I have a passion for helping people, and I'm determined to help all my clients in all aspects of their transactions. I specialize in first-time buyers, and I'm a certified military relocation professional. If you're in the market to purchase vacant land for investment or future development, I would love to be your realtor of choice. So, for all your real estate needs within the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast, I can be reached at 772-872-2102.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of The Grace Place. We're in a sermon series entitled Difference Makers. Most people I talk to want to make a difference with their one and only life. Join us for worship Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 9 or 11 a.m., online at thegraceplace.com. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. Call us at 772-287-6200.